Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
During the early 1900s, Minneapolis was a notorious anti-union town. But then a series of strikes by Minneapolis truckers in 1934 changed everything.
It's good news to report how the Teamsters fought and won in 1934.
A first successful strike by coal workers led to a larger citywide truckers' strike in May 1934. It was effective, but labor historian Peter Ratcliffe says it ended somewhat ambiguously.
The employers said that the workers had won, but then they really refused to deliver in terms of union contracts and grievance procedures and guaranteed higher wages.
So that sent the truckers out on strike again in July. Though bloody clashes with police resulted in many injuries and four deaths over the summer, the eventual settlement became a resounding victory for the Teamsters, and Minneapolis became one of the strongest union cities in the country. The Minneapolis strikes and similar union battles fought that same year in cities and towns across the nation spurred passage of the 1935 Wagner Act. The federal legislation legitimated and enforced the rights of workers and unions.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS. Diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.